Hello, it's the 15th of August. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A teenager who came forward after being raped has finally seen her attacker received punishment. Last March, the young girl was on her own in Milton Keynes and seemed to be upset. Dawood Khan approached her and offered his assistance. He called a taxi which took them both to a Luton address where Khan sexually assaulted her. His victim was able to escape and call for help. Mr. Khan fled the country but was returned to the UK by French police after turning himself in 3 months later. The 41-year-old Luton resident will spend 11 years behind bars with a 3-year extension on licence. Over the weekend, a white Vauxhall Corsa was found on the M1 close to Luton, flipped onto its roof. The 6 a.m. discovery led to the arrest of a man in his 30s whose vehicle was uninsured. He was also found to be under the influence of drugs and alcohol. The man has been released on bail as inquiries continue. Bedfordshire Fire and Rescue Service has referenced a report outlining the elevated fire safety risk associated with unregulated lithium-ion batteries found on e-bikes and e-scooters. They warn that the battery technology on products sold by unscrupulous outlets are sometimes unstable and could catch on fire. The document, produced by Electrical Safety First, reminds owners that even after a blaze is extinguished, it could reignite, causing damage to property, injury to individuals, or even death. Buyers are advised to only purchase their transport option from a reputable dealer. Leighton Buzzard student Grace Clargo joined supporters of the England women's football team at the Elm Lodge Care Home, participating in their own energetic football match. The 14-year-old said, "It was a joy to see everyone having fun, and I'm thrilled to have been part of this wonderful day." That's it from me today. However, I will be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.